Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And politics is inevitable on a day like this, where it does look like, barring some kind of a totally unlikely switcheroony, the new Biden budget busting Build Back Better bill is got flowers on it, and maybe some fond remembrance from somebody, maybe some of the people who worked on writing the bill and even dreaming or daydreaming of spending all those plus trillion dollars plus worth of money. And if we can just repeat one more time, because people do forget about it, $1 trillion is not... it's different from $1 million. It's different from $10 million. Different from $100 million. It's different from $1 billion. Because $1 billion actually comes to... $1 billion is $1,000 million.
$100 billion.
Okay, so to get to $1 trillion, you're not talking about $1,000 billion. You're talking about, what is it? I believe it's $1 trillion is $1 million, or is it $1,000 million? $1,000 billion? I think that's it. Well, that made it so perfectly clear. But again, it's so many zeros. A billion is 9 zeros. So a trillion is 12 zeros. At least. It's a tremendous amount of money. In any event, that money is not going out the door or going on to the United States indebtedness file. And that is thanks to a senator named Joe Manchin, who is now basically attacked from every direction. Bernie Sanders says Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are like Republicans. Kyrsten Sinema is in the witness protection program somewhere. She's not, to the best of my knowledge, come out and said anything. I suspect that it makes sense for her in Arizona, which is very much a swing state, that Kyrsten Sinema is likely to join Joe Manchin in voting against this bill, which would take some of the heat off him. And what are they going to say? They're going to expel Kyrsten Sinema, too? They're going to drum her out of the party? Senator Bernie Sanders has accused the two Democratic lawmakers who are holding up the Build Back Better bill of arrogance. In an MSNBC interview, the Vermont Independent appeared angered. He's always angry by the resistance of Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to the massive $1.75 trillion social care package the Biden administration is trying to pass. The legislation, which requires all 50 senators caucusing with the Democrats to pass via the reconciliation process, has been hampered by Manchin and Sinema, who have objected to aspects of the bill. And by the way, it's not just aspects of the bill that Joe Manchin objects to. It's the overall scope of it. It's the cost. It's what it does to the economy. And what I think is interesting is if you look at that fine letter that he wrote, Joe Manchin, last September, this September we just passed, one of the things he said is, look, what if we have a new development, a new upsurge in the pandemic? We're going to need money. What happens? And clearly we have that new upsurge right now. In fact, who says so? Joe Biden himself, who from the White House issued a stark warning to some Americans about what's going on in our country right now. Where, I mean, if you can feel it, think about there were five NFL games, is that right? Five games that were postponed this weekend because there were too many players who were sick. I know the Seahawks and Seahawks and the Rams, I think, were now it's going to be playing tomorrow. A Tuesday night football, sure. But again, when you have football and basketball games that are being canceled with all of the money involved with that, this is a serious matter. And this is what President Biden had to say to the people who elected him when he spoke from the White House yesterday. Listen, this is clip five.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
Okay. You know, it's probably a better way of saying that. And by the way, it's one of those things. There's a famous approach when people talk in the Jewish faith about trying to win people over to more observance or more religiosity. One of the great pieces of advice that was designed by a famous Jewish philosopher of almost 100 years ago, actually more than 100 years ago now, named Franz Rosenzweig, was you don't speak about people who are not religious. You talk about people who are not yet religious. And maybe the right thing here to do is to talk about people who are not yet vaccinated. Honest to God, with the situation that we have right now, we should be welcoming people. I mean, when they were talking about the very small percentage of people who have applied in the armed forces to get a religious exemption. And most of them don't work, because to get a religious exemption in the armed forces, you have to show that it is deeply held religious opinion, that you have a similarly strong commitment to a religious faith that you have displayed elsewhere and otherwise and previously, and that there is an organized major religious faith that actually does oppose vaccines as a matter of religious principle, which is kind of tough to find. Tom Hanks made a surprise appearance on Saturday night at SNL. It was a strange show because they had no live audience in attendance. Why not? COVID precautions. It's New York City, where basically the city and schools and things are shutting down again. And it's not overreaction when you look at the number of new cases of Omicron that are afflicting people all over the country right now. This was what Tom Hanks sounded like. And he, of course, very early in the pandemic, while filming in Australia, he had gotten stricken, and as his wife, Rita Wilson, too, I believe, had been stricken with the virus. Here's what he sounded like on SNL. Clip 10.
Thank you, surviving crew members. Tonight, everyone at Saturday Night Live planned to do our big Christmas show and adopt a new member into the five-timers club, but COVID came early this year. So in the interest of safety, we do not have an audience, and we sent home our cast, most of our crew, but I came here from California. I didn't think I was going to fly 3,000 miles and not be on TV. Well, you got another thing coming.
I hope that he had a very safe trip. There's another media appearance by someone vastly less likable than Tom Hanks. I'm talking about Kamala Harris. She was on a high-profile interview with a very popular radio host in the African-American community and elsewhere, Charlemagne the God. What did it sound like? You'll find out moments from now on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Through the snow, on a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was
lean and lank. Misfortune seems his lot. We got to do a trip to bank and never get upset.
The one and only William Shatner speaking about his previous, prior to his going up on the Jeff Bezos spacecraft. This was his previous most memorable expedition, and Jingle Bells. You got to give him credit. He has produced a great many memorable, well, they are memorable, performances of music without any excessive display of musical talent. And speaking of excessive displays of talent, Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, did a radio show with a very popular radio host in New York, and I think he's heard across the country too, named Charlemagne the God. And a staffer for the Vice President didn't like a question and tried to shut down the interview. Now, that's never happened with me. Okay, what was the question? The question asked, Charlemagne the God asked the Vice President of the United States, who's the real president? Is it Joe Biden or is it Joe Manchin? So as the staff was trying to shut down the question by saying, okay, we got to leave here, we got to get out here, we got to leave now, this is what the interaction with Vice President Harris sounded like. Listen, 4A.
Who's the superhero that's going to speak against Joe Manchin? No. I want to know who the real president of this country is. Is it Joe Biden or Joe Manchin?
I'm sorry, I interrupted. I'm the vice president here. It's the mom. I'm so sorry, Charlamagne. We can't.
She can hear me.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Madam Vice President?
Oh, I'm sorry. You got a rap?
Oh.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt.
They're acting like they can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, so who's the real? So who's the real president of this country? Is it Joe Manchin or Joe Biden, Madam Vice President?
Come on, Charlamagne.
I really.
It's Joe Biden.
I can't tell.
No. It's Joe Biden, and don't start talking like a Republican about asking whether or not he's president.
Do you think Joe Manchin is a problem?
It's Joe Biden, and I'm Vice President. My name is Kamala Harris.
And, okay. Obviously, it would have been worse if she had just mumbled, saying, actually, I think I'm the real president. Ha ha ha. No, that wouldn't have worked either. She continues and delivering a number of Democratic talking points. Listen.
And the reality is, because we are in office, we do the things like the child tax credit, which is going to reduce black child poverty by 50%, on track to do that. We do things that are about saying that our Department of Justice is going to do these investigations and require that we end chokeholds and have body cameras. It is the work of saying we're going to get lead out of pipes and paint because our babies are suffering because of that. It is the work of saying people who ride public transit deserve the same kind of dignity that anybody else does. So let's improve that system. It is the work of saying that we have got to bring down prescription drug costs because folks who have diabetes should not be dying because they don't have enough money in their pocket. It's about saying black maternal mortality is a real issue.
Okay, she was there talking about the child tax credit, and yes, that was in the Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill, but guess what? That's not going to become law. And there's a great deal of material that she's talking about there that is, quote, aspirational, but that is not happening. It's not getting done. And in the same interview, there is a Harris and Charlemagne guess that the only reason she gets criticized, the only thing that she gets criticized for Well, here's what it is. Listen, this is clip six.
Do you think the criticism comes from you being a black woman, a woman of color?
I think that, you know, there is definitely healthy discussion that I will leave others to have about that. But I'm going to be focused on the work and I will not be distracted.
It's okay to say yes. We see it. It's okay.
Okay. Would he say that he focused his criticism on her and on the administration because she was a black woman?
No.
Okay. It what's interesting is the new poll came out, one of those new approval polls, and showed Biden was way down. And in fact, it showed that he was so far down, he was now below Harris, which I guess is considered a victory for her. But talk about a Pyrrhic victory. The idea that she is going to win the Democratic nomination with anything like automatically if Joe Biden does not run, I think people who believe that are fooling themselves. I think they're dreaming. Speaking of dreaming, there is this. When you hear people talking about America being on the verge of a civil war, and we are so close to killing each other because we can't get along, there's a story that actually I think deserves attention from every single American. And I'll tell you why. Because it very profoundly, when you hear about it, it should make everyone say, God bless America, thank you, Lord, or thank you, Great Spirit, or however you want to view the force that determines our destinies. Thank you for putting us in this country. Because one of the things that you can have this horrible experience on January 6th in the Capitol building, and then we had riots all across the country in the summer of 2020. But one thing that has been fairly remarkable in the United States is that religious groups live in peace with one another. There's not bloodshed on the streets between Protestants and Catholics, as there was as recently as, the 1970s in Northern Ireland, for instance. It was part of the United Kingdom, which is our NATO ally. So there's an appalling example involving two great religions of pointless violence that we actually can learn something from, and I think it's important to pay attention. I'll tell you what I'm talking about coming right up.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial of former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, charged with killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop, is in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments wrapping up on Monday and the jury beginning deliberations. The United States Geological Survey reporting a strong earthquake Monday off the coast of Northern California. The preliminary 6.2 quake struck around 12:10 Pacific time, about 45 miles southwest of Eureka. The National Weather Service saying they do not expect a tsunami warning to be issued. There are no reports of any injuries or damage. People using the MyShake app reported feeling the shaker up and down the coast from Crescent City to San Jose. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not give up on passing the Build Back Better Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the great things about the Christmas holiday is it reminds us whether you have the eyes to see it or not, but you should, and you should open your eyes, how blessed we are by the way that different faiths coexist in the United States, sometimes compete for adherence, sometimes engage in all kinds of conversations and even disputes. But really, for many, many years, the religious peace among various Christian denominations. We don't see Catholics burning Protestants at the stake or Protestants attacking Catholic institutions. We have a great variety of religious vitality in the United States. And basically, people live with respect. I was struck, and I mentioned it on the air, there were several instances of when there were a couple of years ago attacks on synagogues in Poway, California, in Pittsburgh, of course, Muslim organizations that stepped forward and helped provide relief and support. The same thing has happened from Jewish institutions in behalf of Muslim mosques that were attacked or suffered some kind of indignity or vandalism of some kind. But the truth of the matter is, this is so unusual in the whole history of the world. This is so unusual, and even unusual in 2021, and I'm afraid probably in 2022. New York Times headline, two killed by mobs at Sikh temples. Two people were beaten to death by mobs over the first weekend in the northern Indian state of Punjab after they attempted to carry out acts of sacrilege inside Sikh temples, including one of the religion's holiest site, authorities said. There are about 30 million Sikhs in the world, and this is a religion and has been an important religion, particularly in Punjab, where a majority of people are Sikhs, and here in the United States. And yes, they did have a shooting, an attack at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin some years ago, I think more than 10. But similar episodes of sacrilege have been reported in recent weeks across Punjab, a Sikh-majority state, where tensions were running high amid the backdrop of elections early next year. The first mob attack took place on Saturday when an unidentified man stepped into the Sanctum Sanctorum of the Golden Temple, the holiest shrine for Sikhs. Sanctum Sanctorum means Holy of Holies. Videos of the episode, which have circulated widely throughout India, showed a man with a yellow cloth tied to his head jumping over a golden railing into the enclosure where the Guru Granth Sahib, the holiest book of Sikhism, is kept. Witnesses said he picked up a diamond-encrusted sword. What century are we living in here? And tried to hit the holy book, which is considered a sacrilege. Temple caretakers stopped the man, who's not been identified, and were taking him into a manager's office when the mob intercepted them and beat him to death, they said. On Sunday, another man was beaten to death after devotees said they found him disrespecting the Sikh flag by tearing it apart in the Gurdwara Sahib temple in Kapurthala, another district of Punjab. Witnesses said the man, who also has not been identified, was taken into custody by the police as angry Sikhs demanded he be questioned immediately and in their presence. As tensions rose, they said the group then overpowered the police and beat the man severely. Police took him to the hospital where he died. Gurinder Singh Dilhan, the top police officer in the Jalalabad-Har region, where the temple is, said that when police caught the man, they were overwhelmed by an angry mob. There were no visible signs of sacrilege, however, in the temple, Dilhan said, referring to the Sikh temple. We have registered a case and are investigating the matter. After acts of sacrilege in the past, Sikhs have often complained that the regional government, led by the Congress Party, has failed to address the issue adequately. The Congress Party is the left-wing party in India, opposition party. The regional home minister, Sukhinder Singh Rodahawa, said that special investigation team would look into it. I mention that because India is struggling right now, and they've had a terrible, terrible experience with the pandemic, of course. But if you think and you hear about that, how different that is from anything that we experience in the United States, it's one of many, many reasons for gratitude. There was also a disturbing incident of violence that's actually very sad and indicates another thing not to feel gratitude about, but feel concern. A West Coast rapper known as Draco the Ruler was fatally stabbed in an altercation at a Los Angeles music festival where he was scheduled to perform minutes later, leaving fans of the young musician heartbroken. The artist's real name was Daryl Caldwell. Caldwell, 28, was assaulted Saturday night at the Once Upon a Time in L.A. concert. which was expected to feature several artists, including Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, and Ice Cube. Organizers called off the festival after the stabbing. A fight broke out behind the main stage shortly after 8 p.m., leaving one man severely injured by a suspect wielding an edged weapon. They didn't identify the man until he went to the hospital and died, and yes, it was Draco the Ruler. Music journalists and fans delighted in Draco's unique sound and boundless creativity. His death highlighted the violent demise of other talented young black musicians, including fellow Los Angeles rapper Nipsey Hussle in 2019 and the highly influential Tupac Shakur in 1996. Both men were shot to death. Caldwell, that's the real name of Draco, who started releasing mixtapes in 2015 and this past February debuted his first album, The Truth Hurts, has been called, quote, the most original stylist on the West Coast for the darkly comedic lyrics and deadpan delivery. One example of those lyrics, we can't play it for you. Well, actually, we can play a few minutes of it, but there are a lot of words that have to be repaired. Sounds like this. Number 14.
I'm fresh about the slammer, I'm a flow flammer. Chains on my neck, I need toe whammers. Flow flammin', I be flow flammin'. Man, keep these on my bangles. I'm fresh about the slammer, I'm a flow flammer. All these chains on my neck, I need toe whammers.
Flow flammin'. Okay, what he's saying here, he's talking about flu flamming, which means apparently home invasion robberies. He's a flu flammer, he does home invasion robberies. The lyrics actually are, when you read them, actually, I'll share that with you when we come back. Also, some harsh words, not quite as harsh, by Lindsey Graham about a member of the other House of Congress. Coming up on the Medved Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Speaking about a sad story, and it is a sad story, when a young guy who's spent a lot of his life so far in prison, and he has, on charges like assault and attempted murder and of a 24-year-old. He's 28, this Draco, and I think it's pronounced Draco the Ruler, not Drakeo, but it could be either way. And it's just such a waste, and it's so sad. And again, it's this is the same group that was organizing this particular show, that organized that show at Houston, where, what is it, 10 people died because they were crushed, and there was Live Nation, which is responsible. 10 people were killed and hundreds injured with that incident. And what it says in the papers about Draco the Ruler, it says that he was known for his darkly comic lyrics and deadpan delivery. His mixtape, Thank You for Using GTL, contains verses that he recorded while serving time at the Men's Central Jail in Los Angeles. Caldwell pioneered a type of rap called nervous music, with songs that were cryptic and dark. The Los Angeles Times wrote in praise of him in 2018. His cadences run counterclockwise to the drums, somehow both herky-jerky like a stick shift and swift and smooth like a luxury sports car it controls. Caldwell was released from jail in November 2020, a little bit more than a year ago, after reaching a plea deal with the Los Angeles County prosecutors, who wanted to try him on conspiracy charges in the 2016 killing of a 24-year-old man. Previously, he had been acquitted of felony murder and attempted murder charges in other proceedings. Okay, the little song, stretch of song that we played there, this is the lyrics as they're actually transcribed. I'm fresh up out the slammer, I'm a flu flammer N-word. All these change on my neck, I need two Amers N-words. Flu flammin' N-word, I be flu flammin' N-word. Man, keep these N-words out of my business. I'm fresh up out of the slammer. I'm a flu flammer N-word. All these change on my neck. I need two ammers N-word. Flu flamming N-word. I be flu flamming N-word. Man, keep these N-words out my business. And of course they run a picture of the late Draco the ruler smiling and looking prosperous and successful as he was. What's very, very sad here is the waste of possibility and also the influence on the culture. The idea that somebody like this will be treated as a martyr to something, I don't know what, but with so many opportunities, real opportunities in American life, and to enjoy family and warmth and gratitude and all of those things associated with the Christmas holiday, it's a shame. It's a shame. And may he rest in peace and may his family be comforted. Meanwhile, you may remember, and this is related obviously to Draco the ruler, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. No, I don't think she had any relationship with him, but she recently had said she could not understand what is behind the crime surge in America. She just didn't get it. Lindsey Graham did, and said this about Pelosi in her comments. Listen.
I say that if you don't understand what's going on in America regarding crime, you probably shouldn't be Speaker of the House. At the end of the day, I mean, you don't need to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this out. Recidivism rates are through the roof. In 2020, we declared war on the cops.
Right.
The liberal left tried to destroy policing as we know it. We have revolving doors when it comes to bail. We're eliminating cash bail, so criminals believe they're not going to go to jail and stay in jail. When they wipe out a store, come in and just wipe everything out, nobody goes to jail. So what's happened here is that between trying to destroy policing and being soft on crime, you've lost control of crime, and it's time to take the car keys away from the Democratic Party. They're running our country into a crime ditch, to an inflation ditch. Our border is broken, and after Afghanistan, these people should not be allowed to drive the car in America anymore. To the American public, you need to stop these people before they ruin our country.
And by the way, it's the same party that wants to get rid of cars, or at least gas-consuming cars, and are planning to do so within, a couple of decades at most. Speaking of a couple of decades, there's a classic film that a lot of people saw when they were very little kids or have seen over the years, West Side Story. And a lot of people reacted, who needs a new West Side Story? But that's only because they haven't seen the new West Side Story, which is simply flat out wonderful. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two prodigiously talented newcomers, Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler, co-star as Tony and Maria in the glorious new Steven Spielberg version of West Side Story. Now playing in theaters across the country.
This is my first time in New York City. I want to be happy here. I never seen you before. I'm not Puerto Rican.
Is that okay?
Do you want to start World War III?
This musical retelling of Romeo and Juliet is set back in 1957, when the original musical first hit Broadway. And in this new version, the music, dancing, and singing are more spectacular than ever before, while adjustments in the script by Tony Kushner make the characters deeper and more relatable than the Oscar-winning 1961 film. Though the running time is nearly 3 hours, the action and emotion makes it feel about half that length. Rated PG-13, despite some serious and graphic violence, 4 stars for West Side Story, an undeniable triumph for director Steven Spielberg. And it is, to do something like most Americans have at least some familiarity with West Side Story and some of the songs in it, but it all feels completely fresh, and because the people who are working in this are not 40-year-olds playing teenagers, which, I mean, maybe the people in the first West Side Story, the 61 movie, weren't quite that old, but not that that's old. I think that's very young, actually. But the point being that this is full of youthful freshness, rethinking everything, and it actually, for people who have been locked up somewhere and don't know, West Side Story is a version of Romeo and Juliet. And it follows Romeo and Juliet, the Shakespeare, fairly closely in terms of its emotional arcs and the very corresponding characters. This one is vastly deeper. And it's exciting, it's exhilarating, and I think much more than the first film captures some of that spirit of late teens, early 20s. And it's hard for me to imagine anyone seeing this film and not saying, wow, and not recognizing what a prodigious masterpiece the songs and the lyrics by the late Stephen Sondheim and the music by Leonard Bernstein really do represent. 4 stars for West Side Story. It's just a pleasure to see. And by the way, I hope it catches up at the box office. It was third in the country. I mean, over this last weekend, Spider-Man ate up every moviegoer and made $253 million, which is just unbelievable, but is an indication that the movie business, the idea of people actually paying money to see movies in the theater, that's not dead. That is still going on in our country. And that, it seems to me, is good news, because even this time of year, you begin thinking about some of the best movies along with all of the crud, and there's plenty of crud. It's still an American endeavor where we do lead the world and continue to, and that's a good thing. Speaking of Americans leading the world, who leads the world as the most admired human being on Earth? It's not the Pope. It's not Kamala Harris. Who is it? We will tell you next time. We'll also take a look at third graders who were made to reenact one of the worst atrocities and bloodiest atrocities in all world history. Is that a good thing to do in a Washington public school? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.